Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said Tuesday the country is considering whether to give up its membership in the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Yudhoyono says Indonesia's wells are drying and the country needs to concentrate on increasing production. Indonesia is Southeast Asia's only OPEC member. It joined in 1962, just 2 years after the group was formed. This is not the first time Jakarta has reassessed the country's membership in OPEC. Several years ago, a team was formed to analyze Indonesia's membership. It recommended the country continue with the organization to maintain good relations with oil-producing countries, especially those in the Middle East. But that has changed now. Indonesia must import oil because of years of declining investment in exploration and extraction. Analysts also say the country's weak legal system has discouraged oil companies from investing here. Energy analyst Kurtubi says because Indonesia imports more oil than it exports, it should leave OPEC.
Our current production right now is around 927,000 barrels per day, while our crude oil consumption is around 1.4 million barrels a day. So this country is a net oil importer by all meaning. It is not suitable, not eligible for the country who import more oil than its ability to export to be a member of a club like OPEC.
Kurtubi says it is also no longer in Indonesia's best interest to stay with OPEC, which has its sights on higher oil prices.
As an oil importer, we want to see crude oil price declining because our state budget will get hurt very much if the price going up and going up.
The government is grappling with tough decisions over how to contain the expanding budget deficit. With the price of crude oil at around $120 a barrel, Indonesia has to allocate $13.77 billion this year on fuel subsidies. To safeguard the budget against rising oil prices, the government said this week it is considering raising fuel prices between 20% and 30%, always a major issue here that, in the past, has led to social unrest. Fuel and food subsidies are politically sensitive in Indonesia, with about half the population living on less than $2 a day. Monday, five students were arrested in the eastern city Makassar on Sulawesi Island following protests there against the government's planned fuel price hike. Nancy Milia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.